Welcome to our Week 7 Locker Room Chats here on 92.1 at KMZA, part of the MSC Sports Radio Network. We get it started here with the Axel Girls head coach, Brad Brockstrom, and this Axel Locker Room Chats brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, St. Baker Bird, Axel Branch, and B&D Buildings. Well, it's been a pair of games here since the last time we spoke. Head coach Brad Brockstrom, it's been the TVL tournament against Lynn and Blue Valley Randolph. First time finishing in the Final Four since 2015, but coming up short in the third place match against Blue Valley, 45-44. Coach, tell me about the Twin Valley tournament and kind of what it was for you and your team this season.
You know, it was obviously, we knew it was going to be a challenge going in. You know, I thought we fought well. You know, we didn't end the way we wanted it to, but the girls brought the energy and it was definitely a good tournament.
And you look here at the upcoming schedule, trying to bounce back again right before, taking those losses. You were coming off a big winning streak. How do you kind of get this team realigned, get them back into it? I mean, it'll be a while until your next league game. It'll be all the way until next Friday against Hanover. So you got Nebraska City, Canton Galvin on Saturday, so back-to-back games, and then Wabunsee next Tuesday. So how are you kind of handling these next trio of games before taking on one of the best teams in the state next Friday?
You know, just getting to practice, you know, we had a game Thursday, Friday, and then we didn't have school Monday. And then, you know, obviously right now we're dealing with, you know, an injury. And then we're dealing with, you know, 7 of our 10 girls are still not in school from being sick. So really we've got to get in. We got to practice, you know, obviously losing Maggie, which, you know, is a big piece of our puzzle, kind of ran everything through her. And, we just need to get to practice so we can get back to what we do.
Well, again, you kind of mentioned they're kind of missing potentially Maggie, and then you look at some other players who might fill that role. I mean, you look at, you know, the forwards, who you kind of expect stepping up in those big positions to kind of fill in down the interior for your team.
Well, I'm expecting big things out of Natalie Stroth and her sister. You know, she's kind of had a down year, you know, so far, and she knows. She knows she's a lot better than she's been playing, and, you know, she's really got to step up, and really just everybody, you know, everybody's got to do a little bit more, you know, and the girls know that, and they understand that. It's just a matter of just going out and doing it.
Well, going back there, that Twin Valley League tournament, one of the most impressive performances of the entirety of the TVL tournament was the performance by Caitlin Detweiler, the sophomore. Definitely one of the standout guards and point guards here of this Twin Valley League. I mean, you look at her stats over the TVL tournament, over 60 points, well over double-digit steals, over 30 rebounds. I mean, you talk about a player like her, and, you know, kind of what does she kind of bring here to your team, especially going into the second part of the season?
She brings everything. You know, she's a talented kid, a winner. I'll do anything to win. I mean, she puts her body on the line every day, you know, and she's a big part of this, you know. It's just, we got to have other girls step up.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time joining us here and talking for week number 7 of our Locker Room Chats. Good luck here in your upcoming games coming up this Friday, Saturday, and next Tuesday.
Thank you, sir.
That was head coach Brad Brockstrom of the Axel Eagle Girls. Again, upcoming Nebraska City on Friday, Canton Galva on Saturday, and Axel, the next home game, will be next Tuesday. And then they'll have Hanover, their next league matchup, on next Friday. Upcoming, we'll talk to head coach Jason Tynan of the boys for the Axel Eagles.